This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. The Midwest RadFest is hosted and supported by Southwest Michigan's oldest professional dance company, Wellspring Corey Terry and Dancers. RAD stands for Regional Alternative Dance. It's a juried event at the Epic Center in Kalamazoo, featuring the best in modern, postmodern, and contemporary dance. Rachel Miller is the curator of RADFest.
Wellspring, as a company, was founded close to 40 years ago by founder and artistic director Corey Terry. She moved here from New York and was a guest teaching artist at Western, ended up forming the company, and they've been going strong now for close to 40 years. It's pretty amazing what she has accomplished.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal, especially in a smaller city like this, that Kalamazoo really supports the arts, and
we do.
It's a wonderful thing.
And you've kind of got an anniversary here with the RADFest, too. It's the 10th.
This is the 10th RADFest. Yes, we're very proud of that.
Tell us how the RADFest works. There's a jury involved, master classes, lectures, discussion panels, networking events. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this.
There is a lot of stuff. And every year I keep adding more and more events to the roster. So we expand every single year. Every single year we attract more artists, and every single year we attract more audience members. 10 years ago, Wellspring decided to make a change. They were doing something called the Dance Forum, which is where local artists, local choreographers could come and perform in a weekend event. It was hard for artists to do it because they had to perform 3 times, find the housing for that long, get in the tech rehearsals, all of those things. It was really difficult. Mm-hmm. And so they made the change to RADFest 10 years ago, sent out a call for submissions, choreographic submissions, all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it really changed the game. Now, RADFest, we put out our call for entries in late August, usually. This year received, I believe it was over 250 submissions.
Nice.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
And so what I do every year is I put together an adjudication panel of professionals who I know throughout the country. They help me to select the works. So they go through the works in a couple of rounds, and then I end up making the final decisions.
Are these like videotapes, or what exactly is your panel looking at?
They look at video links, yes.
Okay.
And there are different categories of submission, too. There's the short works live performance, which is, it involves works that are 10 minutes or less. There's the long works live performance, which I just added this year. And those are works that are 18 minutes to an hour long. There's the youth submission, which is young emerging artists who are under the age of 18. And then there's the screen dance submission, which is all screen dances, dance for the camera films.
Wow.
So there's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are the people that are on this jury? You mentioned you pick them from around the country. What do you look for?
Mostly people who are well established in the field. So a lot of times they are folks who are working at a university, they're a professor of dance, or they have a strong established professional career, or both. I happen to have a lot of connections throughout the country and also internationally. I've had some international adjudicators before.
After 17 years, I bet you have connections.
Yeah.
You really developed that. And then when you're looking at these videos, these submissions, what are you looking for? What makes the one more special than the other?
That's always the tough question. Well, first and foremost, we look, this is what we call an alternative dance festival. So we're looking for something that breaks boundaries and that's original. Obviously, we want something that's well-crafted and has a lot of integrity. And then I also look for variety. There may be pieces that are really virtuosic, but there also may be pieces that are more dance theater, where there's not as much dancing, a little bit more theater. Some pieces are kind of look like performance art. And so the word alternative in the dance world basically means something that you're not going to see on television.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
Anything about this year's that makes it the 10th? Anything that you're doing differently than you've done in previous years?
Yes, it's an expanded festival. So previous years, we've usually done 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This year, we're doing Wednesday through Sunday. The Wednesday night performances will be site-specific works. So we're calling it the mobile tour. And we will have different works at different sites within walking distance of each other in downtown Kalamazoo.
Oh, okay.
Which will culminate in a big opening night 10th anniversary celebration at the Kalamazoo Institute of Art. And then Thursday, the new special thing is the Long Works mm-hmm. program. And then we also have, I would call her a VIP guest coming in. Her name is Elizabeth Zimmer. She was the dance editor for the Village Voice for many, many years. But she will be coming to give a dance writing workshop. She's a very well-known critic. She has written and edited several books. She writes for Dance Magazine, Dance Spirit. She's quite well known, so we're very excited about having her here for that workshop.
Aside from the performances, you have discussion panels, lectures. Is that open to the public or just to the dancers?
It's open to the public.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we have what we call coffee hour discussion, which is a discussion that everyone can participate in. So a lot of the artists will come, community members will come, we have people from arts organizations who will come, and it's a mediated discussion about all things dance. You know, we tend to go off on tangents sometimes within our discussions.
Those are the fun parts. Yeah.
We talked a lot about funding and sustainability last year. That was a major point. And we also talked a lot about identity within performance. So it always ends up being a really interesting conversation that has a life of its own.
And the networking events, what's that about?
Well, we have several networking events. I think the biggest one would be our Afterglow celebration, which happens the Saturday evening after the last performance, the 9 p.m. performance. And it's a big event with food, beverages. We got a band to play this year, so we'll have live music, which will be really nice. And it's a time to kind of mingle, talk to the artists talk to each other. I know a lot of artists have actually gotten work from this particular event, from talking to people. And it's just a really nice opportunity for everyone to get together. We will also have a few other opportunities that are still being finalized for networking, but that's the biggest one.
Well, you've been doing this for a long time. Is there something over the years that really sticks with you, some performance or somebody who came in as a speaker or any really special memory that you hold dear?
I think for me personally, I really enjoy the solo works that come in. This is just my own personal preference or bias, if you will, because they usually are very personal. The solos that come in. A lot of times they might be about identity. They might be about past experiences or current events. And for some reason, to me, they're more emotional. I find them to be more emotional than the group works. But that's just me. Again, that's just my own thing. And festivals are the place where you get to see solos a lot.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Rachel Miller, the curator of Wellspring's RadFest. It takes place March 6th through March 10th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.